I have tried so many skin and hair care products. I can't even tell you. It's insane. I mean, at one point, the closet in my bathroom was full with every imaginable product. And then I found what works, and that is OneEarthBodyCare.com. I am in love with their shampoo and conditioner bars. Completely changed the game for my daughter, who had a hard time finding a good shampoo and conditioner for her hair. Their face and body is amazing. I love their day and night oil, all natural ingredients, of course, and all of this, essential oils, really great stuff. And of course, the deodorant has changed my life because I am no longer smelly. So go check them out now at OneEarthBodyCare.com.
We must open up to the fact that weight loss is never just physical. There's a huge emotional component. The more you're in rest and digest mode instead of fight or flight, the circulation stays in your digestive core and helps you break down and digest your food properly.
The good news is my physical therapy is working. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, Amber Romaniak. We're going to talk today. We're going to continue my treatment. I've been feeling a lot better. I haven't been bloated. I think I've lost a little weight. I was outside today. Well, first, welcome back, Amber.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
I was outside today and my daughter's like, Mom, and I don't want to make it like, oh, you only look good if you lose weight, because that's not the message. But right. My daughter's like, Mom, something's different. You look something with your body. It's like, well, I do an hour of PT a day, but that's just working on my ankle or my foot and my elbow. That's not going to. You and I had a talk about releasing emotions can help release weight. And I have cried more in the last 2 weeks than I've cried in my entire life.
Sorry about like what you're having to process emotionally, but you're processing it and you're letting it out. And that's the key is
yes,
the crying.
Exactly.
For some people, it's the screaming into the pillow, the beating of the pillow, the tapping, the shaking, like whatever we can use to help us move this emotion out of the body. Because the more of it that stores up in the body, the more overwhelmed the nervous system gets, the more water we retain, the more we puff up, the body doesn't feel safe. And so we hang on. So this is part of why not just physical, doing the physical healing, but the emotional is so important because that nervous system component.
Do you see anything or is it hard to tell?
You do look like you're retaining less water in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think too,
I haven't brushed in like 3 weeks because of all the stuff going
fair
on.
Enough. Yeah.
But so that emotional release, because this stuff I've been sad about for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just stuck. You know,
exactly.
I had heard, I'm curious about this. So I had heard an interview with Pamela Anderson on Howard Stern that I thought was so good last year when her book came out. And she talked about that she's always been slim, but she put on like 30 or 40 pounds. And by the time she finished the book, because it was really emotional, a lot of abuse, a lot of different things, she had dropped the weight. She didn't change anything in her exercise or what she ate. And everyone's like, that sounds, but Howard was like, it was really interesting though, because that's what made me even you first of all. But then when I remembered that interview, I thought, oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's true because, and I'll share a brief example of my own. In 2023, I had a really unexpected, stressful first 3 months of my business. And it was like the slowest my business ever was. And coming off of a record year the year before, I was like, oh, it's just going to keep growing. And I have the methods and I know how to help people and blah, blah, blah. And it was the most like uncomfortable 3 months. But then through the whole last year, like I purged so much suppressed shame, guilt, fear, and lack around money and finance from when I was younger and all through business time that was like stuck in my body. And I lost 10 or 15 pounds and I wasn't trying to, and I didn't change anything else, but it was all the sacred rage and all the somatic tools and all the moving it out of my body. And I wasn't doing it to lose weight. It's just like, I was clearing out all the emotion and working through the discomfort and dealing with all of that. And then all of a sudden it's like, my clothes feel a lot looser. Like, I feel like I'm retaining less water in my face. Like, what's going on? And then of course, every year when I go to my doctor for my physical and they weigh you, like, I don't ever look. And she's like, oh, you've lost weight. Like, what have you been doing? And I'm like, honestly, like nothing other than releasing a lot of stuck emotion. And she didn't really get it, but it's totally legitimate. And I think that we must open up to the fact that weight loss is never just physical. There's a huge emotional component. And if we don't move that stuck emotion out of the body, that stuck energy to the body, it just it represents this layer of retention of weight or both.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah,
it is very interesting. So I think there's retention and inflammation leaving that's been tied to this emotion, because what is retention and inflammation?
Right.
It's suppressed anger.
There's jets going over.
Oh, I can't hear it. It's okay. Yeah. So it's like
drinking
this suppressed
more water too.
Good. That's also important.
I bought a special water bottle and now I can't find it. Oh. I will find, but I'm like, got to get my water in.
Yeah. So inflammation and retention are like, retention is stuck emotion. Like when the lymphatic system is stuck and all that retention is stuck in your lymph, it's stuck emotion.
Okay.
So you get the emotion moving, you get the lymph moving, and then suppressed anger, inflammation, agitation, all of that fuels this water retention as well. So this is why it's so important for us to work on the emotional. So that's good. I'm glad you're feeling a shift. And it's also going to keep helping your digestion, because when we talk about the bloating and the gas, right, we store a lot of stuck emotion, anger, frustration, irritation, sadness, grief in the gut. And so if you're releasing the emotion, that's going to help improve the function of your digestive system.
Yeah, I've barely been gassy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Your nervous system is calmer. That's why.
Lots of broccoli, cauliflower and stuff.
Yeah. It's because your nervous system is regulating. And so the more you're in rest and digest mode instead of fight or flight, the circulation stays in your digestive port and helps you break down and digest your food properly.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So even though you've been processing a lot of emotion with what's going on with your family, you are giving yourself permission to let it go and release it. And that is truly the key.
Okay.
With helping with these physical symptoms. But we are going to talk about the candida throat all today.
Okay.
We're going to do it really gently. But right before we do that, I just wanted to check in on a few other symptoms.
Sure.
Just some things. So you said that you barely had any bloating or discomfort. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything at all that has triggered any bloating that you're aware of?
Mm-hmm. No.
Great. Okay. And bowel movements are daily?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Good. Okay. How are your energy levels? Because I know you've been processing a lot.
They're actually pretty good considering. Yeah. I mean, I almost, because I cried so much, I almost feel a sense of calm.
Good.
You know, and I'm not even out of this whole thing. It's a long, long process. But where I'm at now, I found an absolutely unbelievably great therapist who specializes in the thing that I'm dealing with. And I'm not one of those people that I know some people are, you know, they believe everything happens at the right time. And I'm not saying I don't. I just never thought about it. But literally, like, huge shift 2 weeks ago, and I interviewed this guy on the show, and afterward I got such a good sense, kind of like how I did about you, and I just said, hey, do you deal with this situation? And he's like, oh yeah, that's what I do, and blah blah blah. And I had a session with him yesterday. I'm like, this is gonna literally be this is life-changing. Like, I'm not being hyperbolic. He's amazing. And it's such, because otherwise I'd feel so alone in this, because it's such a tricky situation that needs a specialist who knows about these things. So that's, and I'm going to see him every week. So that's,
awesome.
And he's going to do a regular segment on the show too.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
I think that's so important to, so people have some resources, because it's
more
people are dealing with it than you think.
Right.
So that's good. Okay. So it's like your body, it sounds like your nervous system's regulating more because of the releases and the support that you're receiving to process through the circumstance. So it's great. It's so good that you're getting help.
My family has been, my daughter, I feel so bad because all this started right when she started her first internship ever, and she's never had a job and she was super nervous. She has been just giving me extra hugs and support, and my husband's always supportive and amazed. It's really beautiful, you know, when one part of your family's fallen apart and the other bit, like, you have that.
Yeah.
And my friends have been really good. So,
think this is the thing, is when we're going through a vulnerable time and a really emotional time, like, to be open to receiving that love, that support from our loved ones, it's so important that we call on them and that we know that we're not alone. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. That makes sense with the energy levels. Any cravings for anything in particular?
Okay. I mean, maybe a little. Okay, let me think. I mean, yes, I have wanted more comforty foods because of the hard times, but I still don't. Like, not going to, I don't eat cookies. I don't eat cakes. I don't eat donuts. Yeah. I don't eat pastries. My comfort food is ridiculous. It's like a small bowl of granola, which maybe has 8 grams of sugar.
Right.
You know, and some oat milk. Now I react to the oats a little. I get a little tired, but I'm still having it anyway. And like this morning I had a headache that lasted because yesterday I had chocolate covered almonds, but not very many. I'm sensitive to almonds. I had a little bowl of granola with almond milk. And I forgot what else the other thing, but none of it's like huge amounts or very sugary. Yeah. It's just things that I react to that normally I say, well, I'm going to stay away from it. But I'm like, F that. I'll take the little headache because I want a little extra comfort. And it's not like a habitual, I'm going to go there all the time. It's just like right now, just can I just have some freaking granola? Is it really that big?
Yeah, I hear you. Totally.
I'm not eating pies.
Yeah. And you're having mindful amounts. And so,
yes.
And what one thing I want to distinguish between for listeners who might be really dealing with like a big emotional eating or binge behavior. So like we're all human. At some point or another, we may have a bit of food for comfort when we're processing through something.
Sure.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We don't want to shame ourselves for that. Now, and I'm not speaking necessarily to you, but just to the audience, and where we start to have a slippery slope is where it starts to turn into a here or there thing to multiple days a week, every day. Bigger amounts, and then we're using food to cope with everything, and it's really having a negative impact on our physical, mental, emotional, and energetic health. That's when we really want to work on dealing with binge or emotional eating or comfort eating or stress eating. But you're human, and
they're not like big things. The other thing, though, is you know, I don't do it often, maybe once or twice a month. We talked about this in another show. I like edibles, and when all the shit was going down, I had that night, I mean, even my husband usually rolls his eyes. He was like, I get it. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
But then I had to watch myself because like, I could get high every night. I need an escape, but I haven't. And I'm really glad because I know that it can turn into some. It shouldn't. Rather than a couple of times a month for fun and I don't drive and I stay home and I laugh and it's nice.
Exactly.
I knew that that could be, you know, I remember after my mom died, and the first night my dad, because I was staying with him, my dad gave me Valium and I took it because I really needed it. I was a wreck. And I took it for, I think, a few nights. And then my boyfriend at the time just threw, he flushed it down the toilet or threw it because he's like, this is, it's okay a little bit, like, you know, but let's be careful.
I just want to be mindful. And that's the thing is anything like here or there. But that's the thing is we want to be really careful that it doesn't turn into I need to use something to numb, cope, distract, shove my emotion down. Because that does end up, unfortunately, happening for so many people. And it can seem so innocent, but we shouldn't need anything to help us cope long term, here and there. Everything in moderation. So, so a little bit of comfort, but that makes sense. And so it's just like, continuing to comfort yourself, like how does Lisa comfort herself? You know, your family's helping comfort you, and how do you give yourself comfort, right? What does that look like? What kind of self-care practices, the therapist, like all these different things that you're doing, and like really celebrating being proactive, because for some people getting this kind of news would like completely push them into deep self-sabotage,
absolutely.
So celebrate yourself for your proactivity and your awareness, because it's helping you process in a healthy way.
Right. Yes.
So that's good. Any other physical symptoms?
No. Well, the good news is my physical therapy is working.
Good.
I work really hard at it. I spend about 45 minutes a day doing exercises, and I love my therapist, and that's helpful because I was feeling really like, am I ever going to walk without pain? And I am. I mean, some days it hurts. Some days I can go a whole day. It doesn't hurt until at night and in the morning. Yeah. But once I stretch and do my things, my elbow, I'm definitely going to be swimming this summer.
Good.
I'm visualizing it.
It's happening.
It's happening. The biggest thing is my stupid food sensitivities. I mean, can I just have 7 chocolate covered almonds or I have to get a headache? Like, it's so annoying. You know, it's like, I'm so sick of constantly having to be like, okay, what did I eat today? Well, I had eggs. I can't have eggs today because I had them 2 days ago.
Right.
And then I end up just living on the same stuff. And I'm so sick of it. My grass-fed steak, my vegetables, my healthy, you know, fat, my avocado, my yam. And it's good for me, but I kind of need a break.
I hear you. It's you totally.
Monotonous.
It is for sure. And so do you want to just, I know it's almonds and oats. Correct.
Oh, it's everything. Oh my God. Oh, I don't eat dairy. Oh, everything.
Yeah, dairy.
Soy. nuts, and even rice, even brown rice, any highly processed grain. So it's tricky because people go, oh, you're sensitive to gluten. No, it's not even the gluten. I'll eat whole wheat pasta once in a while. I'll feel better from that than I will if I eat a white rice pasta. The more something is refined, the more my body doesn't do well.
Yeah.
So, but I can't live with just eating whole foods. I mean, I could, but it gets, you got my family around. They're supportive, but they're going to eat a bowl of pasta, whole wheat pasta. And that's, I have to deal with it,
Yeah, for sure. And so there's two paradigms here, and we're going to work on this with the protocol that we're going to get you into. The first part of it is, I know it's annoying. However, the fact that your body is so attuned to tell you, I don't want a lot of processed stuff, is a good thing, because we can also be in a state with our body where it's like flying through the Los Angeles fog. And if you've ever flown into LA when there's a fog, it's thick and you can't see anything. But when you're in it, you don't realize it until you get above the fog into the blue sky and you're like, wow, that was thick fog. And it's the same with our body. So if we chronically always just feel tired and have brain fog and bloating and gas and headaches and we're moody and we have, weight that we're hanging on to and just like all this stuff, what ends up happening is we accept that this is just like the status quo and normal, and we don't necessarily know what optimal feels like, and we don't really change the way that we're eating and don't realize that some of what we're eating or processed ingredients could really be contributing. And then when you see people start to clean things up, and it's still about moderation, but as people clean things up and have more whole foods and less of the processed stuff, less of the genetically modified, because unfortunately, especially in the United States, and it's happening more here in Canada, the GMOs with soy and corn is pretty much every crop, unless the farmer is like a 10th generational farmer who hasn't been threatened or bought out by Monsanto, because they're like the food mafia.
Well, if I do eat corn, just so you know, because that's my favorite thing. And so I will, and if I eat that only once a week, I'm fine. I will buy organic sprouted tortillas, or maybe they're not as good as the highly processed.
When you have that, does that feel good for your system? You don't have any symptoms?
I have maybe a little, but not as much as I would if I just got regular, stuff.
That's good that it's less. Yeah. And some of it's not just the food. It's all the pesticides that they're spraying on it that people are also reacting to. So it's both. And so part of it is your body, the more your body talks to you with like, hey, I want this, or hey, here's the symptom. In a way, it's your body's sounding board to go, don't have too much of this because I can't tolerate it and it can make other things get worse.
Right.
So there's this whole aspect of GMOs and how modified food has been. Like the gluten content in wheat is at 400% what it used to be 50 years ago. And they're significantly increasing the pesticides and spraying rate before the crops are ready to harvest, because it increases the yield of the crop. Mm-hmm. And this is chemicals. Like, we're ingesting this stuff from the food. So it's not necessarily that it's the food that your body's reacting to. It's the chemicals and the pesticides that are being sprayed on it. So part of it is like, thank you, body, for speaking to me. And the sensitivity can be a superpower. And I'm very grateful, because whilst there's certain things I'm sensitive to, I'm grateful my body speaks to me so loudly, because it helps me stay really attuned with my body and it helps me feel optimal, not everything in moderation. So then the other side of it is what we want to look at ruling out is anything that is overwhelming your immune system that is making you sensitive to things unnecessarily that you don't need to be sensitive to. Right. So what I normally see with more heightened sensitivities, if it's truly not about the pesticides or the genetically modified aspect.
Try to only eat organic stuff. So, and I don't eat much from a package.
Yeah.
And even the granola I buy, every ingredient is organic.
Yeah.
Because it's organic. Which is great. That means it doesn't have the pesticide. It's not, it can't be GMO.
Usually. So I'd have to.
Non-GMO verified or something,
that's important. Yeah. So it should have that on the label, and certified organic as well.
Right.
Those are really important to see on the label. I know here in Canada, there's no laws. So something could have an organic label, but have a GMO. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then what we want to look at is the immune kind of connection in the gut and the gut flora. So This is where candida or any kind of like fungal or mold or bacteria overgrowth really comes into play, because what happens is we will feel a lot more of a heightened sensitivity to more foods when our immunity and our candida are kind of like triggering each other. So what ends up happening, and this is why we look through your blood work first and really wanted to make sure like your cortisol is good, so that's not really playing a factor with your immune system or any of this additional reactivity. I do agree. I think there's been a lot of suppressed emotion that has been heightening like an immune reaction and an immune response with some of these foods.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've been eating similarly through our time together, but you're having way less gas.
Yeah, doesn't that
no bloating.
Like half an hour headache.
Exactly. It just goes to show you that there is this big emotional component that you're clearing out. Plus, we are supporting you like nutritionally, hormonally, with supplements and all these great things as well, which is also just letting your body process more easily, right?
So,
but with the candida, what I often find ends up happening is it's the 24-hour stressor. So think about someone just sitting beside you all day, like poking at your arm, how annoying that would get.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the candida is with the immune system and with the nervous system. And so candida or bacteria, mold, any kind of like foreign invader that shouldn't be in the body, like we have healthy fungus and healthy bacteria in the body. We need it. We are a bacteria. We have a microbiome on our face and our mouth, our gut, like everywhere.
Right.
We need that. But it's when the bad thrives and takes over that this really impacts the immune system, makes us more sensitive to more foods. And so then we have the leaky gut piece, which we kind of talked about. But just to summarize, right, like through stress, through suppressed emotion, through, and for anyone listening who's emotionally eating, binge eating, anything like that, like what I went through, all of this will do a number on your digestive system. If you eat too fast, if you don't chew your food thoroughly, if you swallow your food in too large of amounts, if you have low stomach acid and you can't break down protein properly in the stomach, your food enters your small intestine in too large of particles, and that agitates the intestinal lining. If your food is like, imagine the inside of your wrist is your intestinal lining and like there's food hitting the wall and it's too big of particles. And then imagine eating foods that are really harsh fibers and scratching inside of your wrist and it gets inflamed and agitated really easily.
Right.
And so then what happens over time is the intestinal lining gets thinner and thinner, and then it gets compromised. And eventually these food particles can poke microscopic holes. And then we have bits of foods and bacteria and things that shouldn't be leaking out into the bloodstream that are, and that's the leaky gut.
Yes,
obviously
exactly.
There's a bigger explanation, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
And so then we have candida leaking out into the bloodstream. We've got food particles. And so the immune system goes, what is this? This is not supposed to be there. And it sees it as a foreign invader and attacks it. You have an immune response. There's certain things you're having more of an immune response to. So you produce certain antibodies, IgG antibodies, IgE antibodies. And this is the body's defense system going, we need to get this out of the body. This is not food. This needs to go. And so for you, what's happening is you're showing a big immune response, or your immune system is producing antibodies, likely, I would guess, if you did a food sensitivity test, to things like rices, corn, soy, right? These things that you've been talking about, almonds, oats. And so part of it is, well, we want to get your gut flora really balanced. You want to strengthen your intestinal lining so that we can seal up any of the leaky gut that could be going on and make your digestive system stronger.
Right.
So that's really what we're going to focus on. And then the last thing with things like oats and almonds and the rices or grains, the only other thing that comes to mind is the lectins, which is the protective coating that will be on the nut with the skin.
Well, I eat lots of lentils,
and
I feel fine.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I can eat beans until the cows come home.
Yeah,
I'm not
which
even
is good.
As fast as I have been. So.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
So the one thing I was just going to say for anyone listening in, for you as well, if you want to try something you could experiment with if you ever wanted to, is you could try soaking your rice or soaking some of your nuts with a little bit of filtered water and a squeeze of lemon or a little teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. And it helps get the lectins off and to just see if that would make a difference. And then you have a little bit more variety that you can add in, right? So you can try that. Sometimes soaking and spreading also improves digestibility. So that's just something you can try
if
you want. But otherwise, I think part of it is like strengthening your intestinal lining and rebalancing your gut flora. So you're taking a good probiotic and that puts the good bacteria back in. But we want to get the gas fully dealt with, and we want to clear this unhealthy bacteria candida out and make sure that it's about 90% really healthy, and then there's that 10% that's not. But that's the balance. We want that balance. It's never going to be 100%.
Okay.
So there's a few things that we're going to play around with, and I'll, of course, email you the recommendations after our session. And just disclaimer, if you're going to do something like this, make sure that you do get your hormones tested first, that you have a healthy relationship with food, because doing any kind of protocol like this, albeit it's very gentle, if you don't heal your relationship with food first and you have pretty significant hormone imbalances, this kind of protocol could fuel more binge or emotional eating, or it could fuel more of an adrenal issue, because we're going to do a very gentle detox. I do it very gently. Some people would tell you I could have a billion things that I'm not going to make you do that. The protocol
already
works
too restricted.
Well enough. Yeah, no, exactly. But you shouldn't detox, if even gently, if you have really high cortisol or your thyroid's really off. You have a lot of, you know, because it just stresses everything out more. It's like, get the hormones to a bit more of a balanced place first, and then, because the other thing is, it can drain your energy a little bit. So if you're exhausted, it's also just going to make you feel worse. So we're going to do it very gently, so you don't have to worry. But I just like to disclaimer with that, because there's just, I find, kind of certain things to address first, because otherwise you might feel worse and then you're going to be upset. So, and make sure you're working with someone to monitor you and your symptoms. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do I'll let you pick. Collagen, because I want to make sure it's like really consistent. So I think
yes,
you need
the
collagen.
Yes, this is what I totally forgot. I bought the collagen you told me. Yeah. I haven't used it. It's just Volgin, but I have it. Well, actually, I don't know if I got the right kind. I think you said Organica.
Yeah.
All I could find was Orgain. Is that different?
Different, yeah.
Shit.
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm hoping it's good. I'll take
try
a picture.
It.
You can, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so great. I want to make sure that we're doing two things. We want to soothe the intestinal lining, so we can do collagen, or we can do marshmallow root, which you could do in a tea or a capsule. It's very soothing.
Capsule. Anything easy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll send you that after. And then, so we want to soothe the intestinal lining, and then we want to strengthen it. So then with the strengthening, what we want to do ideally is an L-glutamine powder. L-glutamine strengthens the intestinal lining. Very helpful for that. It's also good for muscle recovery, and it's good for shutting off sugar cravings for those that are listening that have really intense sugar cravings. Of course, if you're taking any medications, listeners, make sure that nothing interferes, just for your own well-being, because I can't. Right. So I'll send you the link, but essentially what I want you to do is I want you to do one scoop of L-glutamine in like your water once a day, like in a glass or a bottle, doesn't matter. And that's just going to help with strengthening. And then you can either add collagen into something and have that through the day, or you can do the marshmallow capsule, marshmallow root. It's very soothing, almost like aloe is on a sunburn. That's how I can describe it. It will soothe your gut lining and inflammation. Yeah, it's really nice. And so we'll do that once a day, and we'll do the glutamine once a day, and that will just help with that kind of process. And then the other aspect of what we're going to work on is we're going to do two phases of this. So the first phase is going to be adding in antifungal foods and spices that are going to help to just gently start killing a little bit of that unhealthy candida. So I'll tell you what they are, and I want you to just pick the ones that are easiest for you that you like.
Okay.
I'm never going to tell you to force you to have something you don't like. So just pick your favorites. But we're going to try ideally to get two of these in a day. And there's easy ways to incorporate them. So I'll give what I usually do, and you can make it as easy as possible for you. So coconut oil is very antifungal. So you can cook with it, add it into your food however you see fit.
Okay.
Garlic, onion, and or oregano. So I find the easiest thing to do is to pick one or two of them, and then make like a tomato sauce.
A ton of garlic.
Great. Already. Yeah. That's good. So cooking
with my husband, that way we can kiss without
perfect. Totally. Yeah. But it's
now,
great.
Is it okay
because
it's sauteed? I do it in avocado oil.
No, that's fine. Like I
can't
want you to
raw.
Cook it.
I get nauseous.
No. I don't expect anyone to eat that stuff raw. It's cooking it in a way that feels palatable and easy for you to consume it with. But one of my favorite things to do is just make like a pasta sauce or a meat sauce of a garlic, oregano, onion. And then I throw a bunch of veggies in there, and then you can serve it with like your sweet potato or whatever.
Right.
Quinoa would be nice.
Yeah, I got to get back to the quinoa.
But that would be another easy one. But just it's an easy way to integrate them in. But cook with it however you see fit. Cinnamon, turmeric, clove. So you can do the powder spice or you can get actual like turmeric root. It doesn't matter, whatever would be easiest, okay. But essentially it's about like a half a teaspoon in something. But
I'm taking the cumin capsule. Do I need
so that would count?
That would count?
That would count for sure. So essentially what we want to do is just consciously make sure we're having 2 days. You're already doing the curcumin, so you're getting one. And so then it's just like, what's the second one today? Is it garlic? Is it coconut oil? Some people will make like a turmeric elixir and not put like cinnamon, clove, and turmeric in that. But it's really whatever you like, whatever's easiest for you. We just want to get 2 in a day. I'll send you an email, though, just so you have a little list and then you can look it at. So that's phase one, is we're going to just add those in and we're going to do the glutamine and the marshmallow. Okay. It's just a gentle introduction. And then what we're going to do and what I'll email you also today is the antifungal capsules. So we're going to do a period of probably about, usually I do with most people for a couple of months. We'll see, though, how we do in about 6 weeks, because I feel like you'll be able to increase the dosing more quickly just because your system's ready. You're not dealing with any emotional eating and all these other things that we don't have to clear the way. And your cortisol's in a good place. So that's important. But essentially what I want you to do is I want you to pick 2 antifungals. I'll email you the list, but the list is going to be caprylic acid, which is the component of coconut oil that's antifungal, garlic capsules, oregano capsules, clove oil capsules, or grapefruit seed extract capsules. Now, the reason we can't just use food and spice is because you'd have to eat like pounds of cinnamon a day, and it's obviously physically impossible, and the concentration isn't high enough. So you don't want to be hard on the system. So this is why we do some antifungal foods and spices, but then we add in the concentrated capsules that'll really clear it out. Now, the reason we pick 2 different ones is because if you just took, say, oil of oregano twice a day every day for this protocol, the yeast would become resistant to it in 4 days. It's so smart, and it would stop working, and then you'd be wasting your money and time taking the oregano. So we do one. So say you picked oregano and garlic. You do oregano with breakfast and garlic with dinner, and it tricks it, and then it can't become resistant. I want you to pick 2 and then get whichever 2 you like. But I don't want you to start those yet. Let's just spend a few days integrating phase one. You can order or purchase the antifungal capsules. Let me know in Voxer when you get them. And then what we'll do is we'll discuss integrating the antifungal capsules. But it will be 1 with breakfast, 1 with dinner, always with food. You do not want to take them on an empty stomach or if they give you nausea or digestive upset, because they're intense, right? We need to make sure we eat with them. Just like B vitamins. You don't want to take B vitamins on an empty stomach because they can give people nausea. So so we're going to integrate that, and then that'll be part of the gentle detox and making sure you're eating regularly, you're drinking a lot of water. I would suggest trying to do the lymphatic dry brushing at least a few days a week. And then this is where making sure you're having daily bowel movements and all your elimination systems are working really well, because you're going to be eliminating toxicity. But this is kind of a really divine time for you to do this, because candida, the emotional connection to candida, scattered thinking and like feeling really unsettled and ungrounded. So the fact that you're processing through this big emotion, this, you know, what you just found out with your family, it's going to help, because you're going to be processing and moving this out too. And it's just going to help your whole system clear and purge so much. And it'll just help your system reset. So this also helps with reducing inflammation and retention because this candida is stressing everything out. So it'll clear that out, and gas should resolve, unless it's anything from the sulfur vegetables, and then that's that versus candida. But I'm glad that it's shifted so much for you already. So that's what we're going to start diving into. We'll talk a little bit about the die-off symptoms and just, you know, what to expect as once we get you into the taking the capsules. But we're starting with this phase first, and then we'll get into that. And then we'll just monitor your symptoms and see how you're feeling. But that's what we're going to do. Do you have any questions?
No, I mean, I was so worried you were going to take away my dark chocolate. I mean, I eat like 74% and I don't eat a ton, but it does have sugar. I was worried you're going to take all my sugar, and that's most, I don't eat much sugar. So,
which is good.
I need something.
And this is the thing. It's not about restriction, and the antifungals are potent enough that a bit here and there isn't a big deal. The key is, and what I find to be the issue with most people, and I don't do this right away with my clients and wait until they're really in a good place with their relationship with food, is the things we want to be mindful of our intake of is alcohol, because that just
I don't drink at all,
which is good. So that's easy, but it fuels and feeds the candida so easily. So mm-hmm. we do need to minimize and or cut out alcohol for the time being. Refined sugar. Well, if you were eating yogurt with sugar every day and sugary jam every day, and you're eating right. candy yeah. and like all, you're not though, right?
Not
so that's why it's easy.
Okay.
And right. the dark chocolate with a touch of sugar is not a big deal. It'd be different if you're eating a whole bar every day, but you're not, right?
Right.
A few pieces is totally fine. So okay. it's alcohol. It's foods with yeast in them. So if you were eating loads of bread, but you're not,
I don't eat any bread at all.
I know. So that's also why this is easy for us to get
even
into.
If I wanted to, I don't.
Yeah. So yeast foods like breads, and then mushrooms. You can have some here and there, but I wouldn't suggest eating mushrooms every day because they're a fungus and they do feed the unhealthy bacteria.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. My husband made the best sauteed mushrooms the other night. They were to die for, with lots of onions and lots of garlic.
Nice.
But it's just a little
that's
bit.
Okay. Everything in moderation. Okay. So I would just suggest not eating mushrooms every day, but if they're once
a week.
No,
this wasn't
time.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's totally okay.
And I've been eating more fish. We've been having haddock twice a week.
Great. So, it's good for inflammation. I love that. Yeah.
Okay.
So otherwise, it's just really, continuing to do what you are, but we're just going to add this piece in and just let your system kind of clear some of this out. Obviously, just keep me updated. Let me know how you're feeling. I just want to be very gentle because I know you're processing a lot emotionally right now. And we don't want to do anything that's going to overwhelm your nervous system. So that's really the key.
Okay. This is great, Amber.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. This
of
is
course.
Really good.
My pleasure.
Tell everybody all the ways we can find you.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more, you can go to amberpugatsi. That's a website. I have a free emotional eating quiz if you're wondering if you're struggling as well. We can book a complimentary consultation if you want to connect for 30 minutes on Zoom. Talk more about your health goals, struggles, relationship with food, hormones, gut health, etc., and how we can potentially work together. And then the podcast is available. It's the No Sugar Coating Podcast on all podcast apps. If you love today and all these conversations, you'll love listening to that because there's so much there.
Well, you've helped me immensely, and I really appreciate you. Everyone should work with Amber. Check out Amber, listen to her podcast, and keep coming back to Health Power 5 days a week. Oh, and I want to mention that my interview with Dr. John Trentalage, his first interview with me was on his book on anxiety, and it posted on, what is the date today? On April 9th. And Dr. John Trentalage, like Amber, who's helping me, such a big difference. And please check him out as well. Check out the interview. Really helpful. And I'm so blessed to have such a great support team of professionals and loved ones. So everybody keep coming back. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis, MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.